All right, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Sarah for a presentation on Working Step 6. You're on, Sarah.
Okay. Thank you, Claudia. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sarah.
So can you hear me? Last time I had to kind of adjust the way I held the phone.
Can you hear Betsy? Yeah, you can speak loudly and clearly, that would be great because our speaker is not working.
Okay. So just go ahead and interrupt me if I start fading away, like I accidentally move the phone away from my face and you can't hear me anymore. All right?
Okay.
Is this okay?
Works
great. Right now it's right close to my face like a microphone. Okay. So, by the way, today I realized we've been doing this for 6 months. So congratulations,
Woo!
Everyone. 6 months celebration week. So, and we're doing step six. What I wanted to share is the process that brought me to my knees almost. Last fall, when I was getting ready to do step six, and I was at a retreat, and one of the workshops that we did was called, well, it's based on our COSA booklet, using the 12 steps to work through any conflict. And so I'm participating in this workshop, and I'm doing my work. And sure, I had a few things, one in particular, behavior that I wanted to work on. And I was going through step one, and then I go through step two, and I noticed that wasn't as easy, but, yeah, I was doing okay. And then I hit step three, which I'll remind you was made a decision to turn our will and lives over to the care of God as we understood God. And those questions got a little more difficult for me because I had to deal with something that I hadn't dealt with up to that point. And that's because this particular behavior had just surfaced in the last couple of months. And so when it said, do I want my higher power to guide me through this conflict situation and how, I'm struggling with this. And then the question, and remember this is still step three, have I decided to turn my concerns and conflict completely over to my higher power? I had to honestly say no. And then I'm starting to really struggle because I'd never answered those questions no. I'd never actually come to terms with confronting a roadblock in my steps. And this was a huge roadblock. So now remember, this is a little workshop and we're supposed to be spending 45 minutes working through these steps. And so I asked my leader, what do I do when I kind of get through three? She said, just start, keep going. So I said, okay, I'll start. And so I got through four okay and five. Didn't have any problems with my inventory. Knew what was going on there. And then we got to step six. So we're entirely ready. Now I was struggling at three. So we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And there were five questions that were taken from the book. And I answered no to all of them. And then I got really honestly kind of almost fearful because, again, I realized this isn't where I wanted to be. And so fortunately, at this retreat, there was a lot of support and so forth. And I got some time alone, first with my sponsor, who happened to be there as well as myself. I'm going to come back to my notes here. Let's see. So this process for me was very humbling. My relationship with my higher power up to this point had been one of my strengths. And in fact, I always felt that that's how I endured most of the pain in my life. I had numerous experiences of his rescuing me from despair and comforting me through the loneliness of my days, loving me. So I was faced with this big conflict with my thoughts and feelings over really wanting to be there, but honestly knowing I wasn't. So Recognizing that I wasn't where I wanted to be, a typical behavior of mine would have been to do a spiral shame. I would have just started beating myself up. And I knew that, if I hadn't been around people and sought them out, if I hadn't been in a workshop, I would have called people to help me through this stage, because I recognized this was a spiritual problem. So I turned to that relationship with my higher power, and I started revisiting on my feelings of why all of a sudden am I having a struggle. So this particular behavior involved intimacy issues. In other words, I was single and I was starting to date, and I didn't like my behavior in dating. In particular, through the online process. And I was struggling with it. I was struggling with it a lot, in fact. And yet I knew there was this appeal, there was this intrigue. So not only was it revealing some character defects, it was revealing some old things in my life that I've since had to deal with. But I want to focus on the process, not really what was revealed or about the character defects. Once I started getting peaceful and getting honest, and I had no problem with step two. I totally recognized the higher power in my life. And so I was looking at, well, when was the last time I totally gave over it all to God? Totally just said, yeah, you can have that. And I recognized that in that pain and so forth in my marriage, I had. And I became aware then of this resentment I had towards God, because I had said, all right, I want your help here. I'm in a sexless, loveless, hurtful marriage. And I realized it was 25 years before I got out of that thing, and I was probably about less than 10 when I said that prayer. And I recognized that I was feeling boxed in, that in my marriage I was feeling boxed in. And so that's what was surfacing. So then I was able to look at it face to face. You know, okay, this is really what's going on with me. That's why I'm not wanting to give over this flirtatious other behavior, because I felt so devoted in my marriage. So it's revealing to me, you know, what was going on in this sixth step. And I still wasn't quite there. But my sponsor had said, well, this when we return to step three and pray for willingness. And I said, I can do that. And if you're having a hard time with willingness, then pray for the willingness to get willingness. And I said, okay. I was willing to pray for willingness. I mean, I was willing to pray for that. And it started to work. And so I had both the awareness and the willingness. But then what was really probably the gift for me of this whole process was how my higher power showed me about my own judgments and the resentment that I had about that. So I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget some of the details. Okay, so how I got there is this sweet memory. I was reminded that, first off, I was reminded by my higher power that I chose to stay in the marriage. You know, I had the choices within that marriage. I was like, you're right. You didn't make me stay there. I chose there. But most importantly, he reminded me of the prayer that I had said a long time ago, and that I sought peace in my decision to stay married, and I had given that over to him. He reminded me of those things that were important to me at that time, which included, and particularly, around raising our one son, our son who was young at the time. And so all of those years he was reminding me about the marriage and the rewards that I had possibly forgotten, and that was the payoff. And then even a better thing was that he reminded me what he did for me when I got discovery in July of 2012, and which was the last bottom line for me. And I knew I had to deal with my marriage in a great way. And I thought I was going to have to go into a whole series of difficulty, you know, confronting and separation and so forth. And within a few hours after discovery, going to a counselor, he was removed, not legally, but by someone else from the home. And it just like I believe that he rescued me from that. And I started to see that he had my back all along. So my relationship with my higher power was getting restored. And that's when that willingness returned to me. And I thought, yes, that's now, now I'm ready. I'm ready to turn it over. So it's been in this step and in the seventh that I see that that's when my relationship to my higher power has taken on this new richness. And it's like that. It's the showing that I didn't have to have it all together and present it on a nice little platter and present it to him or false humility in my mind. I might have been false, like, yeah, God, you can take this, or yeah, higher power, you can take this, and not really be there. And what I've seen is that the higher power is not it's where he actually has wanted me, so that he can show me the richness of the relationship, or that I'm in my own worthiness, in my own willingness, and so forth. And so that process for me was as transformative, and it continues as any it has been the most. In fact, Claudia, I think you said this is becoming your favorite step. Well, I can see why. So I'm going to. So that was my experience last fall. Now, just because I volunteered, I think I was given this other example just for you. It is fresh out of the chute, as in the last couple of days. So I didn't write this out. I'm going to give it right from my heart. So I'm going to tell you what happened to me on Friday. And that is I was feeling that I needed to quit smoking. And I definitely identify that as a character defect. And I've struggled with this. I've given it up and on. And I knew it was not going to be in my power. This was something that higher power was going to have to deal with. And I didn't want to give it up. I didn't want to put that one out there. And so in the last few days, I've had a similar return to that same process of returning. What does it look like? What, you know, I did some writing, but I did more meditating this time than I used to almost always write. Now I'm learning to sit and learn the beauty and the warmth of being still and allowing things to soak a little bit. And so between Friday and then Monday, I got some clarity about the pressure that I was feeling was not only my own, I was allowing other people's view of that. So I got cleared of that, and I realized, no, I'm okay with myself. And once I started seeing I'm okay with myself, I am truly okay, I'm not going to allow other people's opinions to dictate what I need to do. That gave me a couple of days reprieve. Then I got to Wednesday. So now it's just me, higher power. I'm loving myself. I'm getting this refreshing, wonderful renewal, loving working these steps. And then I get it. I get the whole thing. So are you ready? Are you ready? And I'm like, ready? He goes, well, what do you really want? Now that it's just between you and me, are you ready to give it up? What are you really wanting? I'm like, yeah, I do want to do this. And so we had a nice, you know, private, that's the beauty of these things. It's just private between me and my higher power, and I gave it over. So today, I am so free, and I'm very happy.
Woohoo!
It is, and I would have told you that on Monday. I was not going to be sharing this today. But I do believe it was a gift for me and a gift to share. So, but that's all I got, Claudia.